Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Don't Call Me Jupiter, book Three Wheel in the Sky Memoir of a Reluctant Hippie Kid, author Tom J. Bross takes readers on a vivid journey through the kaleidoscopic landscape of his childhood during the late 60s and early 70s. Nestled within the heart of the countercultural revolution, Bross's memoir unfolds in an era marked by its pursuit of freedom, radical self-expression, and the quest for spiritual awakening. As the third installment in a narrative series, this book not only explores the complexities of growing up amidst the fervent idealism and tumultuous social changes of the time, but also delves into personal themes of identity, belonging, and resilience. Bross weaves a rich tapestry of anecdotes, reflections, and insights, drawing readers into the world of a young boy navigating the challenges and contradictions of a hippie upbringing. Through his earnest and evocative storytelling, Bross offers a unique lens into a pivotal period in American history, making Don't Call Me Jupiter a compelling read for anyone interested in memoirs, cultural history, or the human experience during an era of transformation. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the cultural landscape of the hippie movement. The hippie movement, which reached its zenith in the late 1960s and early 1970s, served as a vivid backdrop to Tom J. Bross's childhood as depicted in Don't Call Me Jupiter. This era was characterized by a marked departure from mainstream societal norms, an embrace of free love, alternative lifestyles, and an impassioned anti-war stance. Bross navigates through the heart of this counterculture, offering readers a window into its complexities and contradictions. The book explores how the movement's ideals of peace, love, and communal living clashed with the reality of its more disorienting and, at times, darker aspects. Through personal anecdotes, Bross captures the spirit of the time, highlighting how these societal currents influenced his upbringing and shaped his perspective on the world. The narrative delves into the collective consciousness of the movement, charting its impact on music, art, and literature, as well as its lasting legacy on personal and societal levels. Secondly, family dynamics in a countercultural context. One of the core themes in Don't Call Me Jupiter is the examination of family life within the unconventional framework of a hippie lifestyle. Bross illuminates the intricate dynamics of his family, living in an environment that rejected traditional values and norms. The memoir provides a candid look at the challenges of growing up with parents who were deeply entrenched in the countercultural movement. From the joys and freedoms of an unorthodox upbringing to the confusion and isolation that could arise from such a radical departure from societal expectations, through a series of poignant and often humorous stories, Bross portrays the delicate balance between his family's commitment to their ideals and the practical realities of daily life. The narrative delves into themes of love, conflict, and reconciliation, offering insights into the nuanced ways in which the hippie ethos influenced family relationships and personal identity. Thirdly, personal identity and the quest for belonging, central to Don't Call Me Jupiter, is Tom J. Bross's exploration of his own identity amidst the tumultuous backdrop of the hippie era. This journey of self-discovery is fraught with the challenges of fitting in and finding one's place within a movement that prided itself on nonconformity and liberation. Bross recounts his struggle to reconcile the ideals of the counterculture with his desires for stability, understanding, and acceptance. The memoir sheds light on the inner conflict experienced by someone who feels at odds with the prevailing cultural currents, highlighting the universal quest for personal identity and belonging. Bross's narrative is a testament to the complexity of growing up in an era marked by radical change, illustrating how the quest for self-definition and community can lead to both profound alienation and deep connections. Through his reflections, readers gain insight into the processes through which individuals navigate the societal landscapes of their youth to forge their unique paths. Fourthly, the impact of social and political turmoil. In the third installment of his memoir, Don't Call Me Jupiter, Tom J. Bross adeptly situates his personal narrative within the broader context of the social and political upheavals of the late 1960s and early 1970s. The era was marked by significant turmoil, including protests against the Vietnam War, the civil rights movement, and widespread distrust in government institutions following the Watergate scandal. Bross's reflections offer an intimate glimpse into how these tumultuous events permeated everyday life, influencing the thoughts, conversations, and actions of the individuals immersed in the hippie movement. Through vivid storytelling, the book illustrates the ways in which global events intersect with personal lives, shaping individual worldviews and prompting activism and engagement. Bross explores the potent mix of hope and disillusionment that characterized the period, capturing the spirit of resistance and the desire for societal transformation. His narrative underscores the importance of understanding historical context in shaping who we become, framing his personal experiences within the larger tapestry of American social history. Lastly, the evolution of a reluctant hippie kid, the narrative arc of Don't Call Me Jupiter culminates in Tom J. Bross's evolution from a reluctant participant in the hippie culture into an individual who, while maintaining a critical perspective, appreciates the profound impact of his upbringing. This journey of personal growth and acceptance is emblematic of the broader process of coming to terms with one's heritage and experiences. As Bross delves deep into the introspective process of sifting through the contradictions and lessons of his early years to carve out a distinct sense of self, the memoir is a reflective exploration of how personal history, with its mix of rebellion, idealism, and disillusionment, informs one's values, choices, and understanding of the world. This theme of evolution reflects a universal experience of growth and change, resonating with anyone who has ever struggled to reconcile the influences of their upbringing with their aspirations and beliefs. Bross's transformation offers hope and affirmation for the possibility of navigating one's past to shape a future that honors both heritage and individuality. In conclusion, Don't Call Me Jupiter is a memoir that will resonate deeply with readers who have an interest in cultural history, personal development, and the impact of societal changes on individual lives. Tom J. Bross's candid recounting of his experiences as a reluctant hippie kid provides a unique perspective on a tumultuous and transformative period in American history. It is especially relevant for those intrigued by the dynamics of family life within countercultural movements, curious about personal identity formation in the face of societal pressures, or interested in the intersections between personal and political landscapes. Through his introspective and engaging narrative, Bross offers valuable insights into the process of understanding and accepting one's background while forging a path forward. This book not only serves as a compelling historical account, but also as a beacon of hope for anyone navigating the complexities of personal growth amidst changing cultural tides. The lessons in resilience, self-discovery, and the pursuit of authenticity make Don't Call Me Jupiter an essential read for those seeking to understand the indelible impact of their upbringing on their present and future selves. If you would like to support Tom J. Bross, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.